You are now tuning in to the Awkward Thinking Podcast.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Stokes.
What up, I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed, all out of back of ship, Awkward Thinkers!
White people claps in the building.
Let's get it.
White people claps in the building.
And we gotta have light skin.
Light skin claps and all that. Mm-hmm. Fair skin claps in the building. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Smash that like button. Give us a 5-star review on Spotify. What else did they do, Vince?
Make sure you leave a comment. Make sure you tell us what you liked about the show.
Amen.
Share us. Share with your family. Don't say it to your grandma. Your grandma don't need
share
to be
watching. Share that shit to your grandma. Your grandma
granny,
might need a
leave granny alone. That might give her a heart attack. We trying to keep granny in the family for a while longer. Send this to your cousins, though.
It's her time.
Yeah, send this to all your hood cousins.
And yeah, do all that. And yeah. As you can see in the visuals, you probably didn't hear them yet. We have a special. We have a guest here today. we have a guest here today.
Wow.
You want to introduce yourself and tell the people who you is and who you ain't, man?
I got
this camera right here.
Yeah. How y'all doing? Y'all know me, aka Brian Battle Jr. At everything TikTok Battles _ TV. I am Vince's father.
Oh, that's
bitch. And frat brother, and I am not his cousin.
He's not blood. This is not blood.
We're divine nine related.
If family was watered, yes, maybe. But since it's by blood,
baby, then I'm ice.
Since it's by blood, it's a little different. Before we start the show,
stop embarrassing me on this fucking.
I love you.
Podcast.
I love you.
Before we start the show, you know we gotta give thanks. So what do you want to give thanks to, Vince, today?
No, let our special guest.
Oh yeah, what do you want to give thanks to? It can be anything in the world.
It can be anything in the world.
It can be anything in the world. You just before we start, that's how we bless the pod.
I would say to bless new beginners.
Okay, that's nice. That's so cliche, but you know I get it. What about you, Vince?
Growth. I'm gonna go with the cliche fail.
Personally, I'm thankful for the do not disturb. I've recently used that and everybody has filled the way, and now I can feel like the bad bitch or something and be like, oh, I didn't see your message. Oh, I didn't get it. I was asleep. I love that shit. That do not disturb shit. So I'm thankful for the do not disturb.
Do not disturb does not work on my phone. The motherfuckers. Remember last episode?
No, your sound was on. That's the reason why your sound was dinging. But my do not disturb, I could be still on my phone and not even know I got messages.
That's what I'm saying. That shit will still pop up though. I don't want to see that shit. I don't want to know.
It's a way around that though.
How?
Like I used to have people who I like block, or people would block me, but I'm like, bitch, you don't still get my call. So if you have, if you go on your contact, if you go on your contact and make somebody a favorite, then no matter if you block them or not, the call always gonna come through. And it's something with some Wi-Fi stuff, but I don't know too much about that.
Speaking of favorites, who's your favorite OnlyFans content maker?
I gotta look right now.
So how much?
You got a list?
I just won. A little parlay for like $1,400, and I definitely just dropped like at least $100 on OnlyFans.
Why?
I'm not gonna cap. Because it was like people who like I wanted to see, but I was just a broke nigga at the time. I ain't had no money. I didn't have funds for it. So you got to be responsible. So it's like, yeah, I'm horny as fuck, but this can wait.
So you feel like you catering, you giving. Like, what do you feel when you are? Like giving them, are you giving them support to keep doing what they're doing? Like, what is the content for you to be like, oh, I need this every time?
I'm not a subscriber. At the end of the day, it's not an every time thing. You know, OnlyFans subscriptions, it's for a month, then they got other stuff where you can book for like 3-6 months, something like that. If you want to pay the fee or whatever, they take off a certain percentage. But I don't know. I feel like when it came to like adult entertainment porn, I feel like I haven't really watched everything, like all the free stuff. And people ask me this all the time, so I'm like, okay, I want something different. And then sometimes you may be in a mood, like porn stars is good, but maybe you just want to watch somebody just like a normal everyday person type, like everyday
clown type shit.
I ain't watched that one. I seen that one on Twitter.
But go ahead, finish what you were saying out though.
But I would say I don't know. I got a real thing like lesbians. Or like, was it film on film or something like that?
Yeah,
female, and it's just something. It's something about it.
What is it like with the strap on or without the strap on?
Is it because you thought you were a lesbian at one point?
I mean, you kind of, yeah, I see it. If with the haircut.
The shirt.
Yeah, this is real. This is a starter stud kit.
I don't know. Hold on. This is the camera.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know what you're going to be able to see in this video, but what you don't see is that this button on this shirt is actually broken. So I was like, shit, I can still wear it over, show a little chest hair, you know, a little tattoo here. Now, okay, we don't need to zoom in.
And yeah.
But you pointed it out. Why did you point it out?
Zoom in. I didn't know the camera could do all that. That's a little high tech. Yeah.
All right, so.
Go ahead.
You know, you're my frat brother. From the moment I've known you, you've always been like a definitely a pain in my ass, but a very sexual nigga. What got you in your little sexual journey? Because you a horny nigga. Not even sexual. You a horny nigga.
It's not no, like, R. Kelly origin story. Like, oh, I sipped off not the no same sad coffee. Shit. Yeah.
You said R. Kelly.
What got you into, like, porn and, like, how did you go about that? Like, what was your journey into porn addiction and everything?
Porn addiction is crazy.
I promise you. It's crazy. It sounds crazy, but it was a point in my life where I was like, okay, this shit kind of get out of hand. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm going to tell you a story. I had just had surgery at, like, high school on my arm. So, mm-hmm. like, playing football and stuff like that. So I had to go to the doctor. They did MRI, and then they switched doctors. Like, oh, you got to get the surgery, blah, 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 this. We got to put an anchor down, tie some stuff up. So the whole nine yards. So my arm was numb mm-hmm. for, like, I want to say, like, 3-4 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Like, post-surgery.
That was, like, a blessing.
It was. It was a blessing. But listen. So, look. It's 3 o'clock in the morning at my house. I got the door open. And how my house is set up, my parents' room is, like, over here to the left. My room on the right. But the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And we got, like, these motion lights all throughout the house. So, somebody downstairs, you can see the lights. They'll, like, flick on one at a time. So, it's 3 o'clock, right? I'm horny. Mm. I ain't gonna lie. I'm down bad. It may be, like, day 3.
Damn.
So I had to take my arm out the sling. It was just numb. It was just numb. I wish I would have got, like, tatted up then and stuff, because I would have felt nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, like, I'm going to try to figure out how to do this. So, like, I had, like, this the edge of my bed. So I, like, got on my knees and adjusted my arm with my other hand. And,
you,
like,
use your hand as a fucking
a prop. Like, listen, a holster, a dick holster.
Listen, like a holster like this. And then uh-huh. I was just, you know, getting into it. And then I'm on my knees. I'm over the bed. So this is the bed right here. And I had my iPad. Like, your iPad, I had it right there. Mm-hmm. Only light in the room. So, you know, I'm going maybe like 5 minutes in. Everything going good. I done found, you know, I done took a couple minutes prior to find the right video and stuff uh-huh. like that. And then next thing all I hear is, what you doing?
Oh.
hey, when I tell you,
my fucking heart would have dropped.
My heart would have been gone.
Hold on. When I tell you, and that's the camera, like, I was like, it was my dad. He behind me, like, back here with a wall at. So I'm just over there, like this, you know, doing whatever. What you doing? Huh? What you doing? And I couldn't respond. Next thing all you hear is a flick. He flicked the light switch. I got my pants down to my ankle. I'm talking about drawers and shorts to the ankles. I ain't got no shirt on. And I just look back with that little slight look. And he make that face. You know my dad. He's just disappointed.
Disappointed.
What did you think I was doing it here at 3 a.m.?
The first thing I said was, why are you walking around the house at 3 a.m.? You're supposed to be asleep. Like, what you got?
Hey, was your volume up?
Was the volume up?
Yeah.
Nah, I had it, like, you know, where I could hear it. But the thing was, like,
why was your door open?
I thought everybody was asleep. I didn't think nobody was.
Did you get turned on by the door being open or something?
No, I get turned on by the door being open.
It's risky.
I mean, it's risky. I like
it. It's risky, but I'm thinking in my head, okay, our rooms are close enough where I can hear if they up or not.
Yeah.
So the TV and stuff been off since 12. So I'm like, oh, you fast asleep.
They was probably fucking.
That, I don't want to piss you that.
I mean, you was over there playing virtual reality right. with your arm.
You doing like, your thing, they doing their thing. He's going out to get him something to drink now.
Listen, I do want to try that.
What, virtual reality?
Virtual reality?
Yeah.
I feel like it'll be not try it. Just like, I actually got like the headset. I just want to see what it feel like.
Mm. It's like probably like a virtual glory hole.
If they put like
you ever been to Disney where they had those rides where it's interactive mm-hmm. and shit like that? What if it's like that, but like sex shops
mm-hmm.
where they, you know, they put the little virtual reality shit and they'll put like a toy on you so you can feel the sensations of what's going on for the porn?
Listen, I would say with like technology and everything, everything is like growing and progressing. Like, have you guys heard the change of subject? Those the AI songs from like Drake.
Yeah,
boy. Yeah. I told Drake you better call him.
Yeah,
and he called Ghostwriter.
That AI situation is
because that crazy. Song. This is just the beginning. That song kind of fire. The beat go and it, Metro.
Yeah, it's too
it
close.
Was, it was like it's hard to tell.
So, all right, back to this. So, how was that conversation after? That's what I want to know. How was that conversation after you talked to
him? Any family event, anything you come to, like events now come around?
He brought it up.
Oh, he going to bring it up.
Really?
Oh, and my dad tell the story 10 times funnier. He said, I had one in the chamber. I was about to shoot. Ooh. I said, first of all, I wasn't even that close. Wasn't even that close.
That's embarrassing. I ain't gonna lie. We would have to catch the fade every time.
As a man, you already know what it is. So exactly. don't you ain't gotta tell my business.
It wasn't even that. It was just when everything happened, my point was like, why'd you hit the light? Like I was gonna answer you. I just couldn't think of nothing. You know, just like on the spot. Like I can come up with something corny, something jokeful to say, but you know, you just it's a dark room, you see a light on the bed, and you just see me hunched over the bed. I can see how you could be some maybe something could be wrong or something like that. Maybe somebody hit the light, but not catch me down, pants down my ankles. I'm talking about I was comfortable. You know, like y'all ever like use the bathroom, take number two, take shit, and just probably just took a pants leg out, just got relaxed, probably read up. You do some of your best work on the toilet. You probably can read a couple chapters.
Mm-hmm. I done masturbated on FaceTime with a girl before.
Nah, that's the best. Nah, people still do that. That's the best.
I'm gonna shot myself in the eye though. Ain't gonna lie.
I had to swerve my shit once. Whoa, it kind of came back up to me. Calm down.
I ain't gonna lie.
You ain't never did that. You ain't never. Come on now.
This is not a freak. You would think.
I don't know.
He had a girlfriend. He would do some amazing things. But when we talked to Vince, he'd be like, I don't really do all this.
But it's not even that. Because I had a debate back at school. Like, they were trying to see if it's still appropriate to send a dick pic. And I'm like, if she asked, now I ain't gonna do no willy nilly just. Yeah. And just like
sometimes start the day off. I've done a willy nilly, and it has been reciprocated right back.
I guess it depends on the female.
It does.
Like,
I think it depends on the relationship that y'all have. Like, if that was already an open pathway for y'all, like this is already something we've talked about. This is like something, boom. I do think you should definitely confirm, but I don't know. We know how situations are. Sometimes you just, you know, we already talking like this, and boom. It's already understanding, so it's the comfortability of it.
It is what it is. So back to your freak non-freakness. Why don't you masturbate on the camera?
I do. I don't know. Everything I do don't got to be shared with you though.
Listen.
I feel like share with me though.
It don't.
I'm an ass.
I feel like as friends we should share more. You know what I mean? Like, are we sharing sex stories? You know what I mean? You and your dad share a sex story, kind of like, you know, not like a. Because what you described was a category on porn, honestly. Like, dad walks in on son.
What kind of porn did you watch?
Hey, listen.
What kind of porn did you watch?
Listen. I would say this. That category on Pornhub get a lot of views.
What? Dad walks in on porn?
Not even that. Like, me and step bro.
Taboo porn?
Yeah, I don't know why. Look, people can say whatever they want to say, but somebody clicking that motherfucker.
I'm clicking.
It seemed like you clicking it. You know what to look for. don't get me wrong, I'm freaky, but my thing is I don't have to rush through my freakiness. Like I'm 26, I'm still young as fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to rush through shit and then get to a point where I'm bored with sex now. Cause y'all niggas be talking about some nasty shit. Y'all be talking about, okay, I gotta do this to get the nut or this and that. And I ain't trying to get to that point where, you know, and not to say I have regular sex, cause I like shit, sex be lit, but like I don't know, I don't gotta rush through certain stuff. Like I done nutted on camera before. That ain't shit.
He doesn't sound convincing.
Hello?
I'm good, yeah.
So I got two questions for you. Mm-hmm. Y'all ever feel like, no matter if it's like by yourself or you maybe fucking or doing whatever you're doing, you ever feel like afterwards, like your ancestors or somebody was watching you and they just disappointed?
I always feel like the person who died, like my great grandma or somebody like this, looking down and like they my guardian angels just looking disgusted. You know what I mean?
I started ignoring that shit, though, because I had to get my nut off. And once I realized, like, all right, a lot of you motherfuckers had kids way before I was even born.
Yeah.
Y'all was freaky. Y'all was doing this shit. If y'all had access to a phone, you would be doing the same thing I'm doing right now. So.
Now, I would say, like, spicing up, like, now in, like, my sexual life, something that I've really been into is just, like, watching, so to speak.
Just watching other people,
like,
fuck.
Yeah, swing, yeah, I like that shit. I ain't gonna
lie, like I'm like, if I'm messing with you, and like this actually happened, like somebody I was talking to, and like the plan was like, okay, you just go do whatever you want to do, just record it. I really would say like FaceTime it, but you know, but then it went to like, oh well, how about I want you there, this and the third, like to be in the presence just in case it's the vibe or something. I like, okay, I see that, but you gotta see from a nigga point of view. That if somebody did it to me, I'm like, nah, somebody trying to set me up.
You
like,
a cuckoo?
The baton?
That's what it's called. A cuckoo.
What is that?
It's like where, like, it's the category on porn. Niggas that sit and watch their girl get fucked.
I could do that. I feel like at least I can try it.
Yeah.
And if I fuck with it or not, I could be like, yeah, I rock with it or not. But I think
my insecurity is just too strong right now. I can't see it.
I feel like for some niggas, it's like, and I watch like videos explaining this shit. It's like, they find it sexy to like watch a woman enjoy some shit, and then like for the most part on the categories on porn, it's like some white dude with a like 3-inch penis, and his girl's getting hammered by some black dude with a 30-inch penis. So it's like
30 inches. Yeah, crazy.
I think for him it's like, oh, I'm living vicariously through the black dude and the wife. So it's like for them, but That's good for them.
I think for me it's more like, okay, like we in charge. Like, yeah, we chose you. Like you may feel special. You may really feel special. Like you getting this, that, the third, some head, some Guac Guac 3000, the whole nine yards. But at the end of the day, we in charge.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more of a, like a dominant thing with
so
me.
So you like, command like where his nut go.
I would leave it as a
fork. I'm asking the question.
Put your nut right there, sir. Right here.
I mean, you said you in control. I just wanna know like the
For me, I would leave it free.
Okay.
Now, we ain't gonna do nothing disrespectful.
Like, you ain't just about
to shoot the club up.
Okay.
And just,
That's disrespectful? Like, I would think that's a part of the thing.
Nah, I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, as a guy, you know, if you about to come now, you get that feeling. So, you know, most of the time, like, if we hitting the raw back in the day and you pull out, nobody don't have any kids or anything like that, you pull out, or, you know, you be getting some head, or you get one of them real freaky girls, just give you some head, know when you coming and take it out, and you just finish on her face and stuff like that. Like, I don't mind stuff like that. But now, just shooting the club up or just, you feel
me? Because I got to go back in there. So it's like, for me to have to go back in there, you kind of, I hate to say that because then I'm going to seem like a misogynistic, but it's kind of like, it's not because it's a free thing. It's a free thing between the men and the woman. It's like, she gets to choose, and like, this is not something like, okay, I don't know, it's not like misogynistic. Hold on. But it's like, To go back in there, it's like, this is my home. You don't get to leave that you were here, like evidence that you were here.
So it's like going in the bathroom after like somebody done shit it, like not too far, or the toilet seat still warm type shit.
It's
the toilet seat.
I just
still
say
warm.
I feel like at the end of the day, and like this was a problem in my previous relationship. Someone who I talked to long distance, and like I said, we were trying to do something, and the thing was, it kept coming to a point where it's like, oh, I don't want to do it. I want to do it. I don't want to do it. I want to do it. And then it's like, okay, then you drop it or we drop it. And then it comes back up later in the conversation. So my thing was like, don't really play with me, so to speak. Like it was a lot of factors on why we stopped talking. But that was one of them. Because it's like, I told her, I didn't feel like we were sexually compatible. And I just feel like I'm trying to, let's spice it up. Maybe it's not just, maybe the regular stuff just not for us. So let's try to do this. Let's try to do that. And then, I don't know.
Well, do you think it's you though, like.
No, nah, like I told her other than sex, like she was older than me. I want to say 27, 28, and I could sit here and tell myself I'm not responsible enough to be in that relationship with you.
No, I mean that's as rough. Far as like spicing things up, do you think that's more of a you thing? Like I'm.
Listen, I'm gonna keep it 100%, but and I'm pretty sure she's gonna see this because she's following y'all on TikTok. We brought up stuff sexually that we both wanted to try. So I brought up my things, and my things, I don't want to say were normal, but like you've done it before. Like you've sucked a dick before. You've been fucked before. You I don't think you done anything with a girl or anything like that, but you know, you kissed a girl or something or whatever. Mm-hmm. Hers was like, oh, okay, well, thanks for sharing. Mine, what I would like to do is, I would like to peg you. I like to fuck you, this, that, and the third. I'm like, listen, that's gay. I'm not, like, the difference, and she kept trying to make it seem like it was the same thing because it was fantasies, which it is in that category, but I ain't never done nothing like that.
Yeah.
You at least, you've been with another man before me. You've mm-hmm. done this. So this is, you may not have done it all with a man. I ain't been that way before.
I feel like you got to be a strong enough, like, mentally person to allow somebody to fuck you in the ass. Like, strong enough mentally.
Bitch, I feel like physical, because when I'm constipated, that shit hurts. So I can only imagine
you
somebody.
You have hemorrhoids after. Loose booty. That's the new name. Loose booty.
Yeah, I can just only imagine some shit like that happening. But like, and that's not for, like, I don't want nobody being disrespected by this or feeling kind of way about us talking about taking shit up the ass. It's just,
you gotta be a strong person, bro.
Yeah,
we saying you a strong built person. Like, you got a good mental. You can take pain.
But I think, like, in that situation, because it's like, what you asking for is like, okay, let's do this. Something that should still be like in our own comfort mm-hmm. for the most part.
I was not comfortable.
Versus something I ain't never did that before.
I felt threatened.
Like, this is like, that's out of the box.
So eventually, you, at all your sexcapades, you know how the old saying is, if you do it with a woman, it's not gay, right?
No.
So do you feel like if it wasn't the dildo or something that wasn't shaped like a penis, maybe it was shaped like a fruit or something like that, it'll be possible?
Do you think
for
if
you
it was
to,
her finger?
If yeah, if it was like put her finger up your
listen,
butt.
Listen, I'll say this: it's been like, even going back like early years in college or like in the high school ish era, somewhere around there. I've been with some fine ass females, like mm-hmm. messed around with, or tried talking to, or whatever, and they'd tell me like, "Yeah, my ex, he always wanted me to put a thumb in his ass, this like that." Me personally, and this ain't no shots or anything taken towards anyone, I just can't find, this is nothing fun for me that mm-hmm. involves anything with my ass.
Mm. You never got your ass hit?
No.
Gotta try it.
So.
Bitch, you look like you was kind of in denial with that.
Right.
You didn't look so sure.
No. Well, my plus one who came with me today, mm-hmm. like who in the other room, I've been trying some stuff lately. Mm-hmm. I've been drinking.
You gotta get drunk, dude.
Yeah, that Casamigos, so like listen. Mm-hmm. That Casamigos fucked around, had me suck a toe or two. Mm-hmm. I've been doing some stuff. Like, some stuff that I would be like, nah, I'd never do that. Or some crazy shit. That's crazy. But it's just like, fuck it, I'll try. And then, you know, in the moment, like, when we connected with one another, like, it just you go with the flow. Now, I ain't never just thought about, like, ooh. First of all, I was talking about my teammates before my school closed, and we was talking about the situation, like, it's some niggas really out here that lean over the bed and put their ass up in the air and get their ass ate. Me, like I said, I just can't find nothing mm-hmm. fun with the dude. Like, even right now with a female, like, you want to try a butt plug with her or something like that, or ease way into it, that's cool. That ain't no pressure thing. Like, that's not something that really, like, ooh, that do it for me.
Mm-hmm. I respect it because I feel
but
like.
But now doing it though, like eating it,
yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Because
that's a cruise thing. You gotta catch cruise.
When it happened, when I did, like, well, when I got my ass ate, the girl, she was topping me up and she licked. It was a good licking. It wasn't like she was going all ham. She
just ran a fart.
But look, but it tickled to the point it felt good. You know how, like, it's an itch that feel good.
He said,
so
ooh.
I'm like, shit, fuck it, and it was good. But it's like, You don't do it all the time. It's only happened once. But I'm like, all right, this was something that I need to enjoy probably later on. Like, I don't want to keep doing it where it becomes like a numb feeling to me or something like that.
Look, I won't deny anything or like turn anything down, but I will say a lot of my stuff that I will try in a sexual that I'll never speak about will probably be done in like marriage. Because I just feel like society as a male and female, we too childish. Mm-hmm. As soon as somebody piss you off in an argument, oh, for real? That's how you feel? Oh, you wasn't saying that when I had you tied up and was stroking you with that dildo? Like, come on now.
That's crazy.
And you know, women hit below the belt.
Women do.
As soon as you let your guard down, you let someone in, or you drop that tear or something like that, I promise you, to anyone out there, I promise you, any female, your wife, your girlfriend, your sneaky link, whenever you drop your guard, the first argument is going to come up.
No, that's not every woman.
I promise you.
It's not.
I don't think it's every woman, but that I feel like So me personally, I'll use like my defense mechanisms kind of help me. So I already say crazy outlandish shit. So them saying anything that we have done, this is nobody's going to be like, oh wow, I'm in shock. This is Nas. You know what I mean? Like, so I feel like, yeah, some women do out of spite because they might not be comfortable enough to be like, oh well, this happened to me, the X, Y, and Z, or it just might be, you know, just fair trade. I don't know.
Well, I think what it is in some situations, people do just be wanting to hit below the belt. I feel hurt, and maybe you hurt me because I thought we were going to be committed to this and we not no more. So the way I go about hurting you is to attack your masculinity and say, oh, you did these things in a vulnerable state where we both were like doing it and both consented to doing it. And I was okay with it then, but now I'm going to put it on display for the world to make you look like less of a man by saying, oh, you like to do this. I'm not a nigga who like ass play at all. Like, I don't like to do shit with the ass. Don't try to go for my ass. I don't think getting my ass hate is ever going to be on the table for me at all.
He said, but you got a big ass. Let me that's what he said.
But I don't knock niggas who do go get their ass hate or who like to get their ass played with, because that's your business, that's your prerogative. I don't look at people differently who do that. But, like, I mean, I make my own jokes. I got my own thoughts and my own opinions when it comes to certain shit. If you is getting your ass ate and you bent down on all fours, spread up.
I ain't been down on all fours.
It's just funny because it's unusual.
Look back. You're doing good back there.
But it's just funny because it's unusual. But, shit, 20, 30, 40 years from now, that'd be something in the porn category. You watch a nigga do that shit and motherfuckers be like, oh, this is natural. This is normal as fuck or whatever. Who knows?
But I remember, I don't know how, like, your high school experience was. You remember how high school with girls try to, like, talk about somebody, like, oh, his dick was little or he didn't do this that right. Yeah. And then the first thing his nigga say, but he still fucked, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could really... Yeah, it was little. It was
no more.
Yeah, now that's old school. Them new kids, I don't know what they say or what they talk about now. They bad as hell. Them kid boys.
Like even the small penis thing is that origin has been like a myth. You know what I mean? Now a woman prefers an average size to a little bit up, but it's more so like in the girth range of like, you know, this is what I find pleasurable. Versus it was like you got to have a big dick and you got to be, you know. Yeah, that was the mantra because we didn't know anything. We didn't know any better and stuff like that. So then we looked at porn stars and would think like, damn, I need to have like a 50-inch dick to stab you in the heart type shit like that. So.
But I would say like now, like at my age now, I do try to like catch it, so to speak. So try not to self-pleasure.
Oh. Because when you said catching, I'm like, are we talking about cum?
Just catching, because I don't know. I feel like there was a point where I would probably say, like, God, honestly, like, I probably used to, like, masturbate, like, 8 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
It's wicked. I mean, I've gone a decent record. Yeah. Like I've probably gone 12, 11 in
definitely.
The day.
Yeah. Nah, but it was just like it was to the point where it was like, okay, wake up, do it. So throughout the day, just do it. I'm at home by myself, do it. Oh, I'm at my dorm by myself, do it. Oh, I'm sleepy, but I can't sleep. Do it. Oh, this gonna put me right out. Like it was the point I put myself to sleep. Like I'll masturbate like 2 o'clock, take a nap, wake up like 10.
I feel like it'd be because we get exposed to sex so early. Cause like the same thing, I had older brothers and shit. My older brother, he was like a horny ass nigga. He was like had pornos and shit and magazines all around the house.
Was they sticky?
Nigga, I don't
remember.
They used to get ordered to the house and shit. So, like, there would be, like, a little catalog that comes to the house. And it'd be, like, you'll see, like, people fucking on the porn magazines and shit. And so, like, as a kid, you was exposed to that. You see that. And I think that, like, that affects how we are now. Like, because, I don't know.
So, I think we should be I don't know if y'all had newsstands in where y'all, but it used to be newsstands that sold the magazines in the joint. So it used to be this block in Philly, and I used to just stand right there waiting for the bus just to look at the magazines of the girls with that ashes on. So yeah,
I'm gonna ask y'all a question.
Okay,
you ever had like early on, I want to say, like, I think I had like a flip phone. Y'all ever did the dial things?
The call
1-800 jack off.
Yeah, I never did that.
It was like
I called one before, but I never like.
I said, yeah, baby. She was like, yeah, baby. How you doing? Oh, I'm doing good. Oh, but yeah, I'm just touching myself to you right now. You know, my nipples is hard and wet.
I don't know if I want to hear this in the headphones.
Yeah, I ain't even. We could call and just listen to the thing, like the number and shit.
Y'all should add that to y'all podcast.
What?
Remember how when we were kids, y'all should do like the old prank calls? And then you with Steve Harvey Morning Show, you know, all that stuff.
We ain't that funny. That's all. We ain't that normally funny.
Yeah, this is Central Street. Your transcripts came in on time.
So, but yeah, I used to do a hella bunch of that shit. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I just used to watch, you know, the HBC, not HBCU. I used to did, no, it was one thing. That's how I kind of like got introduced to HBCU.
You know, HBCU Confessions
for
real.
It was on Pornhub, and it was like HBCU orgy or some shit like that. And this was like my first time ever seeing like an orgy.
The FAMU one?
FAMU, yep.
With the little Chinese girl that was eating chicken. Boy, yep. That's one of my favorite videos. I swear it really wasn't FAMU. I promise you. It could have been. Mm-hmm. It was like black guys. Looked like football players. And then there was a girl. Then they had one with the sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Then they had like a little Asian girl. Yeah, that's the one right there. That's the one.
It was a time. My friend Ben used to, he used to hack browsers. Because, you know, browsers and like Bang Bros was like the top of the top. Like if you had those, had those accounts. So he used to do something to get like it was a long list of usernames and passwords. So we would just have like anybody's usernames and passwords to unlock it. And it was like the most quality. You gonna see the most oiled asses on browsers and all type of shit like that.
Listen, I told you, I tell you a story, something that I was forever still pissed about. My very first college, PWI, a Catholic school at that, I bought like a porn subscription. And everybody on the team wanted to see what it was like, blah, blah, blah. So I put it in, like, the chat. Like, yeah, just look, blah, blah, blah. Next thing I get a bill, like, $500. I'm like, first of all, what was you looking at that was $500? So come to find out, they was going to the lives. And you know how you could, like, donate. Oh, yeah, I tip. I do this. I do that. Like, how we have on Instagram Live, people can buy badges, subscriptions, all that stuff. Now, they were doing all that. And I never knew who it was to this day. I said, yeah, cancel that shit. Right then,
the whole team would have had to call the fade.
Yeah, you always been in athletics. Is it true what y'all niggas be doing in the locker room?
What is
like that? The circle jerks and shit.
Circle? Where you hear that at?
Talking about where I hear that at.
I'm gonna tell you right now, that's not true. It's not. There's a lot of gay shit that happened in the locker room, but not that.
Like, it is a lot of gay shit that happens
like,
in the locker room.
I feel like this is my opinion. People gonna be like, no, that's not true. That nigga gay, blah, blah, blah. Nah. High school, college, people would say some gay shit or do some gay shit, but they not like, you know, they're not gay. Like, ain't nobody gonna like, let me run over here and whip out Nas's dick. Nah, ain't nobody doing that shit. But niggas will like walk in the locker room gay or like tie their pads or some like just some crazy. I'm trying to think, what was the at? Something that somebody did that was just like off the wall. I mean, like, it's not gay for after a game or somebody take a shower. But a lot of people don't do it because they think it's gay or like they don't want to be like naked or stuff like that. So like, I know at the last school I was just at, taking showers after our weight games, damn near mandatory. Ain't nobody get on the 8-hour bus ride stinking. Mm-hmm. But then like going back to Central, I think they like one person took a shower.
Is it like a black and white thing, you think? Like, because personally, do you want to see somebody dick? Because nobody wants to see a dick. But it's like, I don't want nobody to see my dick. And then, you know, especially with HBCU, it's a smaller situation. You're like, oh, such a dick.
I feel like it's just because a lot of people from HBCUs come from a lot of, I don't want to say public schools, but you come from like almost like HBCU high school, if you want to compare it to. Like, my school was similar to like Central State. And a lot of people from Columbus City went to like Central. Mm-hmm. But then at my PWI, we had a lot more like Catholic guys, or like private school prep. Even if they were black, you went to DeSales or like some type of private school or things like that. So I just feel like you were used to it in high school. So when you get to college, it's just the norm.
Mm-hmm.
And then at my high school, at like a public school, we didn't even have showers. So you like you get after the game, talk to your shorty, your parents, your family, whoever can't see you play, go home, shower. Like that's how it went. That's normal. So then when you get to college and this shower subject, you like, nah, I'm good. I just wait to my dorm room. And get
Yeah, that's usually how it was. I ain't never see like no. When I was in high school playing football, I ain't never see niggas naked or anything like that. Well, I ain't playing college, but that wasn't like a thing. Like, you nigga, you go home, you shower, you go bring your equipment. You might stink on the subway, but the subway already stinks, so we just go in there. So that's what my biggest thing was. I ain't never wanted to see like the, when I see like the movies now, they be like walking in, you know, the NFL, and they walk in cheeks and stuff like that.
I grew up with brothers and shit, and like, I don't know. There's been times I've seen my brother's shit, so I don't mind seeing a dick. Like, not like I'm trying to look for him, but I don't. It's not a big thing to me.
It's not a big thing.
My brother's got big things.
Your choice of words is crazy.
What I mean is, it's like I don't. And like my not my parents, but my mother walked around naked, so nudity ain't like really too much of a huge thing for me to see, but. Like, I don't like being nude around other people because it feel weird. Because I just never was that person growing up. Like, even though everybody else in the house was naked, I was like, why is everybody fucking naked in this house? But, like, me and Carl went to boot camp one time for, like, JROTC. And, like, we was the only black kids there. Everybody else was fucking white. And we went to go take showers, and, like, it was a locker room scene type thing. And that was, like, the first time we was ever, like, in the environment. Like, and Carl played football, but they did not shower and shit in the high school. Even though we had, like, showers, they just did not shower in the high school. But, like, them motherfuckers start walking out them showers butt-ass naked.
No tag.
And, like, you just see pink balls and shit. Motherfuckers. Like, yo, it just looked weird. Because it was just, like, that was the first time ever seeing, like... white people naked in person, and then like just like in an environment like that. Me and Carl looked at each other like, what the fuck? Because at home, like, again, like outside of like my mother and like just being comfortable around brothers, like you don't really see too much outside of that.
White people will give you like a free subscription to freedom. And what I mean by that is like they'll make this little dome of comfort, the ability, like, oh, this was freedom is like. Like, you can just walk around, like you said, like, you can do the gay shit and you can be completely straight or say something off the wall. Like, white people cuss off the wall. It'd be like, this shit don't even go together. Like, or it'd be like, ah, fuck you in the ass and do this and some shit like that. And it'd be like,
while in the shower, crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey.
Yeah. I think, of course, you know, us as black people, especially black men, we already have this thing, you know, what the fuck. White supremacy does that to us because it's like we don't want to bend, we don't want to break, we don't want to seem like we're not masculine, we don't want to do anything that associates us with us being less of a man. And unfortunately, because of homophobia and white privilege and the way that racism works in our community, niggas do become homophobic to things like the way that we think or the way that we... And so we associate, you know, people being gay or at least doing things that we don't seem masculine as less masculine. I don't know if I just said that right.
No, you said that right. I feel like, at least just, I don't want to say black or white people, just like my high school was a public school. It was different. Like, nobody would take a shower, but Lil Ron Ron got a video of him and Terry training his girl, and they'll show you his dick all in it and stuff like that. So it was just like, and then you're not looking at the phone like, damn, bro, you packing.
Yeah.
Like, you 12?
Yeah.
12? Damn. Like, and nobody, you don't look at it like that. You just like, damn, like, she going crazy, blah, blah, blah. You ain't looking at my man's dick. Like, I feel like even when you think about it with porn, like, you don't go on a porn video and just be like, I'm just here for the dick. Like, whoop. You okay?
Cause, but no, I have
like, to tell man, he 13 inches, but she doing her thing.
Oh, bro.
She doing her thing, though, for real.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know, like, have y'all ever... Just ask you guys, have you had an experience when it was like, I want to not say a threesome, but have you ever had two guys and one girl? You ever run a train or something?
I've never run a train. It's never been desirable to me.
But, like, what you just said as far as, like, the train situation, like, some of that, all that being normalized, it's normal for niggas to grow up in, like, we have a certain culture that we grow up in where, like, you could run a train. Like, I've been in the same room while I've watched people have sex, like, I was a kid.
He was in the room while I was having sex.
No, not you. But college is different. I feel like college is different.
I can't see, like, when I live with Matthias, like, no matter whoever I was messing with at the time, like, in the dorm room, it's just, like, every, you know, them beds loud, so they like this chair, like, real. Mm-hmm. It's like every little move, and I'm looking up, like, he up? He good? Like, I don't know. I couldn't be myself, because I like to go crazy. Mm-hmm. But then, like, if I know someone in there and I still got to get off, like, I try to be respectful. Mm-hmm. But what if you, like, doing your thing, and like you said, if you was in a room with him, and you just like, yes, Nas, need some water, you good?
I would love that.
You look, like,
nah. I would love a pep talk.
You look, a little towel, like how the boxes.
Coach me through this. Help me through this. Like, what can I do better?
No,
what can I do better?
That's, I don't know. It's weird because we homies, and it's just too personal. I feel like it's too personal.
You're being supportive.
I got some at your house before.
Yeah, we know.
You told she us, left nigga. A, she was on her period. Yeah, or some
she left
shit.
A blood. Yeah, she left man, a blood stain on terrible, the period. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Shorty gonna text me. I'm like, yeah, you know, blah blah blah. I'm in the area. I'm in like Dayton. Well, you know, not the area out there, but I'm in.
It's whatever.
I'm in the area, and she's like, oh, well, I want to see you. So I said, blah blah blah. Like, you know, I ain't really trying to do nothing. And then like, I was already texting a couple of days before. And I'm like, you just said, hey, you on your period, blah blah blah. She like, oh no, it's over. It's done. Look, I'm tired of that lie. I'm looking at the camera. I'm tired of that lie. If you're on your period, look, I know people, a lot of people say period. I don't think a period stops a sentence. No, it stops a lot. The smell of blood, like for me, and it's not even just like, not like blood. People be like, oh, well, how you gonna freak out blood, but you wanna be a cop, blah, 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 whatever. I'm like, nah, that's not it. If I'm sexual with you and I smell, it could be dark room. I know when somebody bleeds. I know the difference between you real wet or some blood.
Because that blood get thick.
And honey, I'm going to tell you right now, your pH, when that blood there, that pH off. I don't know what the number is, but it's off. And now, yeah, she came over. So I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I didn't want to fuck her in the first place. Mm. So I was just trying to get some head, get a nut off. Then I hit her with the air. Like, my bad. You know, you're just going crazy. I couldn't. But let's just lay down. And then I tried it anyway. And I was recording, too. I'm talking about flash on and on. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting gummy mode. I'm like, yeah, you're bleeding. It's time to wrap it up. Time to go.
Yeah, some girl wanted me to do that to her too. I wound up like fingering her, not like fingering her, but like on the pad. So the pad.
you.
So it felt like a Mac. I was like doing something on the Mac. So basically, like I had to figure out like
DJ,
for
like
the
this.
Where the pad was, and I was like, I feel like I'm smearing, like it was like jelly. I feel like I'm smearing the blood around on her shit. But she got off. But she was like, she told me that she was like, you don't want to fuck me on my period or whatever. Like you can get used to that. I said I'm very squeamish. I would literally pass the fuck out. If I like see it, she's like, oh, if you cut off the lights, no, I can't get with that. Like, especially it's so much shit what comes with blood, bro. So it's just, it's like a whole different like world when it comes to that type of sex. Like, if my wife, I can't even say, yeah, that might just be my non-negotiable on that. Like, period sex is my non-negotiable. I ain't that nasty. So I have a question. You mind getting on the mic real fast?
Sure.
Okay. We have a extended guest.
Not an extended guest.
If you want to, you know, say your name on the mic, bro.
Scoot over and damn, get on some space.
I ain't got no hands here.
Oh snap. Let me adjust the cameras and stuff like that. There you go. I don't need to really be too much into it. So what's been the best part of being, are y'all together? I don't know if y'all together or y'all just sifting through life.
So, well, my name is Nautica.
Okay, nice to meet you, Nautica. White people call you Nautica.
What's
that name? Anything you want to promote?
I mean, I will promote my business, but I'm not going to put it right now because I'm in between things. But
okay.
I mean,
talking to Mike for me.
We say that we are friends, and so
yeah. So what got you into this like wild part of your life? Like, oh, I'm gonna just do this, I'm gonna do that.
Is it wild or is it exploratory?
Exploratory, wild, you know.
So I would say since I graduated from high school, I graduated in like 2015, and I just wanted to get away from my parents. I'm the only child, kind of sheltered, but not really. I play basketball, you know what I'm saying? So when I went to Atlanta, I was like, you know what, I think I'm just experience whatever I want to experience. Mm-hmm. And I tried stripping for 2 days. It wasn't fun, but... Mm-hmm.
How was that?
Oh, my.
Take me through that. I want to know about the stripping.
Oh, my gosh. So, I stripped at a strip club called Club Wax. It's on Fulton Industrial.
Okay.
It's like a hole in the wall. And, boy... Them women in there had, like, stab wounds.
Oh.
Yeah, them women, they were, like, geez in there. Like, I went in there, I fell before I even got on the floor trying to put my heels on. First mm-hmm. off, those heels are dangerous. Like, I rolled my ankle in there. Ooh. Like, I couldn't drink because I was underage.
Is this the salty Splatoon? Like, what the fuck? What the fuck kind of strip club is this?
It was crazy. You had old men in there. You had women, I swear, like, they had some fire bodies. But then when you look at their face, you could tell they, like, 45.
Ooh.
You could tell they've been shaking some booty for... 30, 40 years maybe, mm. like, but you're like, yo, oh, she got a fat old booty. Mm-hmm. And then you look at her face, you're like, ugh.
Like, grandma, take them teeth out, we'll come here.
I'm like, oh, wow. But
so it was only 2 days, so you didn't make much money.
Oh, I made like 700.
Oh, okay, In 2 days, that's decent.
Yeah,
that's decent.
I made about 700, but it was a lot of work. Like, stripping, ladies, if you want to try stripping, don't try it. It's going to be honest. Unless you really want to put in that work, you working out regularly, I mean every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need upper body strength, lower body strength. After you have to be there for 8 hours. Ooh. Like, you have a whole shift.
You a gymnast down there.
Basically, them girls in there, I was like,
is this some big girls that do stripping?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's definitely a
rotisserie
chicken. Wow.
Hey, my sister.
Go ahead.
At Walmart when it rolled.
Just wow.
That's why you're not on the mic right now. Go ahead. Wow. Finish what you're saying.
So, yes, there's strip clubs literally all over that cater to different type of people. You know what I'm saying? There's strip clubs with only white girls. There's strip clubs with only black girls. There's strip clubs with only big booty with no breasts. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And there's strip clubs for big girls.
Okay.
There are people who love the BBWs. Like, when I say love, I mean they will trick out mm-hmm. on a BBW in a second. Mm-hmm. But you come in there and you got a little booty, you got a little boobs or something like that, they're not even gonna look at you twice.
Okay.
They're going straight to the BBWs. Like, that's what I like.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. That took a turn I did not expect, but it was a good turn. We've run out of time, so I'm gonna hit this button. It's about that time where we leave you with a positive message to get through the week. Special guest, what is your positive message to get through the week?
For the week?
Yeah.
Man. Keep praying. No matter where you're at in life, if you're at a good place, bad place, or just if you think you're at a level place, keep praying. Mm-hmm. I feel like no matter what, as long as you pray, if you keep getting blessings, or you're getting blessed, or you're not getting enough, it's still, you're going to grow. At the end of the day, if you were here today, be here tomorrow, even mm-hmm. if it's just a step. So.
Okay. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I love that. We're very spiritual today. Go
ahead. Nadia.
Don't swallow.
You know, go to work and make some money. Don't be broke. Don't wake up broke tomorrow. Okay? I want y'all to keep the faith. Keep prayed up. Stay prayed up. It's getting crazy out here, all right? Pay for yourself, your family, your dog, the grass outside, the air, the arms you got. And keep on moving forward.
Liz, what about you? What is your positive message to get through the week?
Do for your future self. Like, do everything that you need to do today so that the you for tomorrow is prepared and already set up.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
My positive message to get through the week: make sure who you praying to. We've learned that it's different things that you can pray to. If you praying for what substance, it's you know, might be the devil. If you praying for other worldly things, might be God. I don't know all of the things. I didn't read the books, but hey,
pray for them parlays.
Hit them parlays. Make sure, you know what I mean? Put $5 down. It's the playoffs. LeBron is, what, they down 2 in the series. So, LeBron, we trust. With that being said, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
Thank you for being awkward with us. See it. Oh, wait. Special guest. I'm sorry.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Nautica.
Thank you for being awkward with us. See you next week.